Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, April 4th, 12 noon. Getting started a little bit late here today on Bike Sport Radio. Traffic just sucks in LA. Anyways, we've got results. Race results from San Dimas Stage Race, the Kanda Cup West, Northern Cal Road Racing, and we had a chance to talk with Bob Kabinski from Cycles Veloce. They had a track day at the local velodrome. Bob Kabinski talks about Cycles Veloce and their track day. That was a fun day. And also Marco of Velo Club Lagrange Westwood will chat about the Nichols Canyon local training ride on Bike Sport Radio. So let's get into some race results right now. We got some race results from the recent San Dimas Stage Race, GC. Race results, men's pros and Category 1, the San Dimas Stage Race, making the podium in third place. Running for James Sutter Holmes, Tyler Wren. And second place going to Team Exergy's Matt Cook. And your winner, running for Canada, Ben Day. Ben Day. And in the women's category, 1-2-3s, taking the podium, third place position, Colavita's Heather Logan Sprenger. And it was a 1-2 sweep for HTC High Road women's team. Amanda Miller taking second, and Amber Neben taking the win. San Dimas Stage Race also featured separate Category 2 races. And in the Category 2's third place GC, Donald Hahn. Second place going to Josh Eaton, and your winner, Justin Rossi. Masters 35's GC third place going to Matthew Carino, running for Arts Cyclery. Second place going to Adam Livingston, running for Skills, presented by Pista Palace, and your winner for Yahoo Cycling Team, Kevin Klein, Masters 35+. In the junior men's 15 to 16 year olds, third place going to Trisport Cycling's Tulio Weber. Second place going to Echelon Santa Barbara's Dylan Schuler. And your winner, right for Team Specialized, Philip O'Donnell. Junior men 17 to 18. Third place, GC Echelon Santa Barbara's Alex Darville. And your winner, Above Category Racing's Alistair Ekman. And your winner from Team Specialized, Kyle Torres. That was the San Dimas Stage Race GC overall results. Okay, the Kanda Cup Cross Country Southern California State Series, event number 3, Kanda Cup West, taking place March 27th. In the Category 1 men, 17 to 18, picking up the win from Whole Athlete Specialized, Keegan Swenson out of Park City, Utah. 15-16-year-old Shane Skeleton taking that win. 19-24-years-old Jordan Kessler riding for NRL Racing. Men's 25-29 Category 1s. Keurig Cycles, Stephen Dempsey. In the Category 1 men's 35-39, Justin Mann taking that win, riding for Show Air Rock and Road. Category 1 men's 45-49, Todd Stevenson taking that win,
Category 1 men 50 to 54, John Biron, riding for Platinum Performance, was your winner. And in the men 65 to 69, SoCal Endurance's Stan Ford picking up that win. Category 2 men, juniors, 14 and under. Cole Avery taking third, riding for Fast Friday. And Show Air Velo Sports' Christian Husband taking second. Bear Valley Bikes' Evan Williams taking the win. In the Category 2 men's 50 to 54, Yoshimi Tujio picking up that win, riding for Honda Bike Club. And in the Clydesdale men's 35 plus Category 2, Chris Marciguera picking up that win, riding for Jocelyn's. The Category 3 Clydesdales 35 and under, Javier Ramirez taking that win. And for the women, 19 to 29 Cat 1 women, Amanda Schaefer taking that win. Women's 30 to 39, Melissa Liebling was your winner. And in the Category 1 women, 40 to 49, Heidi Volpe picking up that win. Category 2 women's 30 to 39, Denise Henderson riding for Trek San Diego was your winner. Category 2 women's 50 plus, Gretchen Garcia riding for Trek San Diego taking that win. Cat 3 women's 40 to 49, Karen Bauer riding for Pasadena Athletic Association. Cat 3 women's 30 to 39, Wendy Villegas picking up that win. Junior men's 11 to 12, Sean McElroy from Team Block was your winner. And the junior men's 10 and under, young ones riding for AXO, Dante Silva was your winner. That was the Kenda Cup at Fontana on March 26th and 27th. Complete results at mtb-uscup.com for those race results. Cross-country mountain biking in Fontana. Okay, Northern California, Bariani Road Race, March 19th, taking place. Women's Pros and Open, taking the third place position on the podium, Pro-Man's Emily Zell. Second place, Mako Galaxy Granola's Nicole Denton. And your winner, riding for Cycle Sports, Mary Elizabeth Maroon. In the men's pros and Category 1-2s, RHVilla.com taking third place, Josh Sneed. RHVilla.com second place, Dennis Guikima. And your winner, riding for Team Spine, Michael Buckley. Masters 55 and over. Taking third place, Delta Velo's Benny Weber. Second place going to Mako Galaxy Granola's Lloyd Rath. And your winner from Sacramento Golden Wheelman, City Bicycle Works' Larry Wolf. Masters 45 and over. Dave Gain taking third place, running for Morgan Stanley. AMD Discovery's Peter Allen. And your winner from Team Spine, Mark Caldwell. Masters 35+, Pacific Coast Cycling's Kevin Metcalf taking third. Safeway's Michael Hernandez taking second place. And Specialized Sierra Nevada's John Fairbanks, your winner. Beginner men's Category 5, Cliff Humphreys from Chico Corsa taking third place. Davis Bike Club's Chris Stastny in second. And your winner from NRL Racing, Adrian Wilkie. And in the men's Category 4s, Davis Bike Club's Gregory Gambetta taking third. Radoslaw Yagman taking second. And from Berkeley Bike Club, K. Benjamin Kneipp taking the win. And finally, in the men's category threes, Webb Car Alto Velo's John Peckham in third, Tiani Duro's Tyler Goh in second, and Soulcraft's Aaron Timmel, your winner in the men's category threes. That's the Bariani Road Race held in Zamora, Northern California, March 19th. Upcoming events in Bakersfield, we've got the Defleyhus Road Race on April 9th. Brought to you by Action Sports, road racing for all categories. This is part of the SoCal Cup, and details can be found online at teamactionsports.com, teamactionsports.com. Full details on all the categories and racing at this road race coming up in Bakersfield on April 9th. And in Northern California, the first annual Turlock Road Race, presented by Rabobank on April 9th also. Rain or shine. Races for all categories as well. This is road racing up to 107 miles in length for the Elite Men's Pros and Category 1s and 2s. Registration online available at sportsspaceonline.com. And full details on this event can be found at fsbcyclingteam.com. fsbcyclingteam.com. That's in Merced County. That's the first annual Turlock Road Race. Also in Northern California on Sunday, April 10th, the Palm Bluffs Criterium in Fresno. Palm Bluffs Criterium also features racing for all categories. It's a Criterium race, 30 minutes to 60 minutes depending on your category. 6/10 of a mile race course, the Palm Bluffs Criterium, Fresno, California. It's April 10th. Full details can be found at momentum-cycling.com or visit the ncnca.com website for all details on road racing and track racing, mountain bike racing in Northern California. Speaking of mountain biking racing in Northern Cal, also on Sunday, April 10th, Napa Valley Dirt Classic will be taking place. That's Sunday, April 10th in Napa. Cross-country mountain bike racing. In Angwin, California. Norba race rules will apply for the Napa Valley Dirt Classic. And the Napa Valley Dirt Classic details can be found at ncnca.org. That's Sunday, April 10th. All right, coming up in Southern California on April 17th, the 15th annual Los Angeles Circuit Race, brought to you by Synergy Cycles and hosted by Big Orange Cycling, bigorangecycling.com, your host club for the fourth year in a row, the LA Circuit Race. Really cool jewelry for the women's category threes and fours prizes, jewelry by Bendaglione, handmade jewelry. Special thanks to Smith Optics also and Pactimo for stepping up and sponsoring this event, as well as Delta Cases just stepping forward too. That's the LA Circuit Race, Sunday, April 17th. Full details at backontrackproductions.com. And on April 24th, the Port of Los Angeles Time Trial Series, event number 2, takes place. April 24th, that's Sunday, April 24th. 10.4-mile time trial on flat roads on Terminal Island. Be sure and test out your time trial bike as you prepare for State Time Trial Championships coming up in May. That's the POLA Time Trial on Sunday, April 24th. Details at backontrackproductions.com, and you can register through iamathlete.com.
And be sure and check out the full race calendar for road racing in Southern California at scnca.org.
Okay, back on track productions, producing the LA Circuit Race many, many years in a row. Coming up April 17th, the only USAC sanctioned event in Southern California. And we're all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. There's this really cool velodrome in Carson, and it hosts what they call Club Day occasionally. Cycles Veloce got a chance to go out there for their Club Day. And we had a chance to talk to Bob Kabinski of Cycles Veloce about what a great time they had out there. And that was done right on site at the velodrome. Also, we'll have Marco of Velo Club Lagrange Westwood chatting a little bit about the Nichols Canyon training ride. So let's go to those now and enjoy, listen up, see what they had to say.
Bikesport Radio is here today at the ADT Velodrome, and it is Club Day. We talk about bike racers, bike racing, what you need to race bikes. I'm here with Bob Kabinski from Cycles Veloce. Hey, Bob. Whoa. Watch that step there.
That's a doozy.
We got a good turnout here today, huh?
Yeah, this is our second session of the day. We had about 15, 16 guys earlier, and you know they did the same thing we're doing, which is open the track training, an introductory to track riding. So
you don't have to have your own bikes?
No, they provide the bikes.
Provides the bikes.
They provide the instruction.
Right.
You know, and give
Roger
their time.
Young is out here. I see he's on his motor now. Looks like we're gonna have some motor pacing going on.
Yeah, soon. we've been here for probably an hour right now, and and went through the first few 20 laps, 30 laps, getting used to the track, the steep banks. It's a 45 degree banking here. It's a 250 meter track. Nice. Which is really fun to ride on.
Nice. And the bikes are felt something or others, felt.
Yeah,
felt
TK3s,
track bikes. And does the club pay a flat rate or something just for the day? Or
well, what we did is we worked out with Roger to rent the track for the day, yes. And we were going to kind of toss around charging everybody a minimal fee, but, you know, we had a meeting with Simple Green, who is one of our major sponsors, and we worked out a deal with them, and we provided a service for our for our team members, you know, to open it up to another discipline in the cycling world, which a lot of people aren't exposed to.
Yeah, most of these people, have they ridden the track? They have never ridden the track, probably.
There's probably just a handful that have, but 90% have not.
How do they like it?
I think they're getting excited about it.
Smiles.
Yeah, it looks pretty fun.
Nice, nice. And somebody wants to find out about the club. The club is, tell us a little bit about the club.
Cycles Veloce has been around since the early 80s. It's Simple Green has been our title sponsor for the past 15 years, which they've done tremendous, they're a tremendous value to us. Well recognized, we've gone through a lot of racing over the years. What we're trying to do is kind of rebuild our membership and you know get back into the racing part of it. We've been a club / masters racers for a long time. We want to be a club and overall racers. We want to attract the juniors. We have a junior squad this year of, of four young juniors. We have a Cat 1-2 team with four or five racers on that. And over the next year or two, we want to slowly build that up and kind of rekindle the team. You know, our I did a averaged our ages last year through our membership.
Uh-oh.
And our membership age was around the 48 plus.
Okay.
So
well, it's good you get juniors
kind of rekindle
involved.
That.
Yeah. It's good you get juniors involved and building up for the next generation. How do people find out more about Cycles Veloce if they want to find out about the club to our listeners out there?
www.cyclesveloce.com.
All right. Great. All right. Anything else you want to add, Bob? Looks like they're getting ready for another session here.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go grab some
All
water
right.
and then we'll get back on it.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks.
Be on Bikesport Radio. Bikesport Radio is here in Westwood today with the Velo Club Lagrange Westwood Group, and I'm with Marco. Tell us about this ride. This is a Nichols Canyon ride we're getting ready to go on. Tell us about how long this ride's been going on.
Let's see. First of all, Brad just came up to me with about 6 minutes to go to ride, started asking for a little input. So about the Nichols Canyon ride, started in 1969, been going every Sunday morning since. Nice little route through L.A. up to Hollywood, up to Mulholland, and back all the way to the 405, back into West L.A. Great sprint at the end. Little something for everyone.
Where's the sprint at?
Sprint's on Sepulveda Boulevard, right next to the 405, right next to the cemetery. So, you know, stay upright or you might end up in the cemetery, you know?
How convenient. That's nice.
But, you know, we always get a great turnout, anywhere from 60 to 100 riders, and obviously depends on the weather.
Has the route always been the same?
Route hasn't changed.
Since 1969.
Yeah, wow. 42 years now. Yeah.
And is this one of your club's biggest rides? Straight
yeah, I'd say it's the club's biggest ride.
A couple others and stuff?
Yeah, we have a lot of weekday rides, but this is clearly the biggest. So.
Cool. 8 o'clock start time
every
Sunday.
Sunday morning, Westwood Village.
And people want to find out about your club. How do they find out more about you?
www.lagrange.org.
Lagrange.org. All right. Bike Sport Radio, sign out. Thanks, Marco.
Yep. Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California, and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
Okay, Bike Sport Radio. Short show today. Once again, it's Monday, April 4th, as the racing season kicks on. And we hope you enjoyed listening. We have a few driver tips we often close our show with, such as, for example, slow the hell down, guys. What's your hurry? Give us a break out there. You know, cyclists are very vulnerable out there on the road. Slow down and pass us. Preferably with 3 feet of space. That's the safest way to pass this minimal 3 feet of space. And cyclists, too. Remember, when you're out there, drive your bike just like you would a car. Drive safely and ride safely. We'll see you next time on Bike Sport Radio.